This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the first woman to serve as police chief of Washington, D.C.
First, in Washington today, the Senate is debating how to debate a resolution opposing President Bush's troop buildup in Iraq. It's possible there will be several resolutions considered, or none at all. While the Senate is stuck on the procedural question, violence is surging in Baghdad. The White House is asking for another $250 billion to spend in Iraq and Afghanistan over the next 20 months. Joining us to explain all the debate and everything else, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Welcome back, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.
First of all, about Iraq, just what is the Senate supposed to debate and vote on today?
Well, the business before the Senate was supposed to be the Warner-Levin resolution. Now, that's the one among several competing resolutions that had the most support, the most Republicans willing to vote for it, as well as most all the Democrats. And, you know, there, it looked like we were going to get a vote, and I think we may get some kind of a cloture vote. That's the vote where they see if they've got 60 votes to cut off debate. But it does not look as though right now there are enough Republicans willing to vote to cut off debate because, well, the party discipline is back, and they don't want to embarrass the White House.
You know, I wonder if this would not also be a very difficult vote for some Democrats because doesn't one part of this resolution say we're not going to cut off funding for Iraq? And that's something that may be politically very attractive to Democrats 6 months from now.
You put your finger right on it, Alex, because both parties are particularly concerned about the funding question. This is a non-binding resolution that they're debating. It would not force the president in one direction or the other. But some Democrats want to hold open the possibility that down the road they actually would go after the funding. So they don't want to preclude that as a possibility, and that sets up a conflict for them. They could, of course, vote to cut off debate and move to voting on the resolution and then vote against the resolution later in the week. But right now the question is, can we just cut off the preliminary procedurals and move on to the resolution itself? And that's the vote that's supposed to happen tonight.
Could the Senate, actually, after all this week and the country, I think, really politically focused on Iraq, simply do nothing?
Yes, absolutely. And I think right now that's not a bad bet because both parties perhaps see themselves more embarrassed by anything that might come out of this week's debate and this week's resolution voting than they would be by doing nothing.
Huh. Well, you also have Iraq, a big part of the new budget resolution. How much of that is going on the war?
$100 billion more in the current fiscal year. That's 8 more months of this year. And then another $140 billion or so in the new fiscal year, 2008, although the White House said this morning it might be bigger than that. So at any rate, just what they're asking for on paper would be $250 billion for the next year and 8 months, 20 months.
And of course, Iraq actually is not the biggest part or even perhaps a very big part of the budget. There's a lot in there.
It's a $2.9 trillion budget, and about $650 billion of that is defense. But the administration says that through program cuts elsewhere in the budget, even with the spending on the war, and through revenue growth, and they have a lot of very happy assumptions about the economy over the next several years, they think that in 5 years following this path, they can actually get to a zero annual deficit. The deficit now is running a little over $200 billion a year.
And still spend $2 billion a week in Iraq? Doesn't sound possible.
It doesn't. But then, among other things that are going on in this budget, you'll notice that after the year 2009, they don't budget in any costs for Iraq and Afghanistan anymore. They just assume at that point, I guess, that it won't be costing us any money or we'll be out of there or we'll, I guess, go back to supplemental appropriations that they don't ask for in the projected budget.
So just take me through it. What's going to happen with the president's budget now with this Democratic Congress?
Well, it has its moment in the media sun, essentially. It gives us all a chance to see what one part of the government imagines might happen over the next 5 years if everything went exactly the way they wanted to. Sort of like writing different versions of a novel. Everyone writes his own next chapter. And now we've seen what the Bush administration would like to see the next 5 years look like and how they imagine themselves perhaps extracting themselves from Iraq over the next several years. It would seem to indicate that they don't expect to be there by 2012 or even 2010. And the next thing up is the Congress has its hearings and it has what they call markups where they amend the budget. And given that, as you say, the Congress is now in the hands of the other party, this budget's moment in the sun may be rather brief.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, shining here every Monday morning. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.